bring in ESPN's Carolina Panthers reporter, David Newton. David, you know, the big talk was a trade in the offseason to acquire a former New York Jets quarterback, Sam Darnold. And how is Sam performing so far in training camp?
You know, he's looked pretty good. I mean, he has his moments where he looks like he steps back a little bit and looks kind of like he did with the Jets. But I think for the most part, he's looked pretty steady. He seems to be adjusting to the new system. They're trying to keep him on the move a little more, not just let him be a sitting duck in the pocket. So I think he really likes the system. He likes the people. Like, they've got plenty of weapons around him. So if he doesn't succeed here, I'm not sure where he would succeed, because – other than maybe a couple of, maybe one or two questions on the offensive line, he's about as good a situation as he could be.
Well, Matt Rhule, second year with the team, why does Sam Darnold make more sense to be the quarterback that can lead this offense compared to Teddy Bridgewater?
Good question. I'm not sure myself whether Teddy got a really fair chance, because, you know, he didn't have Christian McCaffrey for 13 games, and then he had the knee injury there at one point that slowed, he missed a game and slowed him down the rest of the year. So I'm not sure how much better off they are. I think they believe that Sam, at his age, he's a few years younger than Teddy, that there was just more upside, and they felt like he was better than any quarterback they were going to get into the draft, or at least as good as any quarterback they would have gotten at number eight. So, again, the jury's still out on this. I mean, we won't really know. I think we'll know a lot in the first game since he plays his former team. And, you know, if he does well against them, that'll give him some confidence, and we can see what happens after that. But, you know, again, until they get this week and play against the Colts a little bit and you know, joint practices, and then get a few games, preseason games, to kind of get a feel for exactly what he can do, because so far everything's been pretty controlled in practice.
We're joined by David Newton. He covers the Carolina Panthers for ESPN. It's the Football Report right now. And one guy you got to ask about, you talked about him, Christian McCaffrey, with the injury last year. And I know my co-host Jason Strudwick drafted him in fantasy football, so he was pretty hurt by the whole thing. But how is he looking in camp so far?
He's looking great. I wouldn't hesitate to take him number one again. I mean, the injuries he had were not really serious things that would jeopardize him, where he had to have off-season surgery and a long rehab. I think not playing, he could have probably played the last two games last year, but at that point there was really no reason to. And I think you got a fresh Christian McCaffrey out there. I think you got a guy, to me, actually looks faster than he did last year coming into out of camp. So he's got, you know, everything that made him what is special and what he is. Everything seems to be clicking well right now.
He had back-to-back years with over 100 receptions. Do you expect him to play a similar role in the offense this year, especially with the guys they have added at the receiver position?
I do, only because, you know, he's kind of a safety valve where they don't want, you know, Sam Darnold to go out there and try to force the ball into bad situations as he often did with the Jets. So he's got a guy out there that will float out into the, you know, flats or across the middle, and they can make a lot of yards if you just get the ball to Christian, you know, in the right place, because he's going to make yards on his own. But you're right, he does have other weapons. Robbie Anderson and DJ Moore. I really like the rookie they've got, and Terrace Marshall Jr. They've got a few other key players. The tight end right now, I think, has been an upgrade. You probably don't know much about him, but Dan Arnold, because that's going to be an interesting combination, Sam Darnold to Dan Arnold. So they really seem to be clicking and having a good chemistry right now. So I think all the parts are there. The one big question is left tackle, and they're still playing with that a little bit. The guy that they had kind of penciled in there, Cam Irving, missed the last couple of practices with a shoulder injury, and they've actually moved Taylor Moten over, the guy that gave a big contract to play right tackle. They've moved him over to the left side a little bit to try to shore that up. So we'll see how that all plays out. But, again, I think the depth on the line and the talent around Sam gives him a good chance.
We're discussing the Carolina Panthers with David Newton of ESPN. David, I have to ask you about Chuba Hubbard. He actually played his high school football in the Edmonton area, then goes down to Oklahoma State and was selected in the fourth round by the Panthers. How's he looked in camp? And does he, you know, with as good as Christian McCaffrey is, how does he factor into this offense?
Yeah, I think he's going to have to make his role as a special team guy and the guy that kind of comes in situationally there. I don't think you'll see Christian off the field a lot. I mean, he's been playing 90, 91, 92% of the time. And even when he doesn't have a hand on the ball, Chris is still a threat out there, even as a decoy. So you're not going to see him on the sideline a lot, but I think Chuba's got a chance. He's had those moments out there where he's looked good. He's had those moments where he's looked like a rookie. So I do think they feel good enough about him where if something happened to Christian, they could, you know, hand the ball over to him. But, again, he's still got a little bit more growing up to. He's not at the place where Christian McCaffrey was when Christian came into the league back in 2017.
The team selected J.C. Horn, cornerback out of South Carolina, with their first-round pick, pick number 8. Were you surprised at all by that selection, and how's he been so far?
Well, first of all, he's going to be a starter right away because they've got the first depth chart out. He's been out there most of the time as a starter. I wasn't surprised at all. I had him picking a corner in my mock draft. I just had the wrong corner out there. But JC makes a lot of sense. They weren't able to play a lot of man-to-man, especially on third down last year, because they didn't have a shutdown corner. And JC's a big physical guy that they believe can be that guy. And they also moved Jeremy Chinn from outside linebacker out down to safety now. And Dante Jackson, who had toe injury, the other corner position last year that really hurt him most of the season, he looks healthy now. So I really think the secondary all of a sudden has gone from a really weakness to maybe a strength of this team.
Looking at the defensive side of the ball, obviously Brian Burns and Derek Brown on the defensive line are fantastic. You got Shaq Thompson, of course, Jeremy Chinn, J.C. Horn. How do you think they can hold up, and you know, especially in a tough division where you've got to take on the Saints, Bucks, and Falcons?
Yeah, I mean, I think they've got a lot of real nice pieces. I mean, you mentioned a couple of guys there, and you left out Hassan Reddick, who they picked up. They had 12.5 sacks for the Arizona last year. I think he's a nice addition. They picked up Denzel Perriman to play middle linebacker, but he's been hurt and he's going to be out a while longer. So that middle linebacker spot right now is in the hands of Jermaine Carter Jr., and we'll see how that plays out. But I really, adding Daquan Jones from the Titans over in the middle to play beside Derek Brown, I really think the front four and the front seven in general is going to be much better than it was a year ago. Again, they just got to learn to play together, and I think having that secondary where they can kind of man up and not have to worry about dropping guys back in coverage to help them is going to help that group as well.
Oh, yeah. I'm a L.A. Chargers fan, so when Denzel Perriman is healthy, he's a fun player to watch, but man, those injuries seem to keep catching up with him. One final question for you, David. Really appreciate you doing this today. Just looking in the division, you know, you've got the extra game this year, so that's going to be a lot of fun, but where do you think they rank in the division, or where might they finish?
I think they could finish as high as second, to be honest. I think Tampa Bay, obviously, is the choice to win a division, but I think they'll have a little bit of drop-off. And remember, they were only 11-5 in the regular season last year. New Orleans, I don't think, can be nearly as strong as they've been. I mean, without Drew Brees, they lost some key players on defense because the salary cap just forced them where they couldn't keep there. You know, they've got the injury to Thomas right now. So I really think that the Saints are going to take a drop this year. It wouldn't surprise me if they were one of those teams that struggled to win 8-9 games right there this year. And Atlanta, I think, still a few years away from being competitive again. So I think the Panthers are one of those teams that can win 8-10 games. And if they do that, that's going to put them and New Orleans kind of battling for that number two spot.
David, thanks a lot for your insight. And I'm sure we'll catch up to you as the season gets going right away here.
Sounds good. Appreciate it, guys.